You may be seated. Turn your Bible. I want to read a scripture with you to set us up. I want you to pay close attention to these scriptures in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, pay close attention to the scriptures because the scriptures are the one to open the spirit world up to us. And I want you to see the progression, the spiritual progression that is made in this text. That's what you want. You ought to always be making spiritual progression. You don't want to stay in the same level. You don't want to stay in the same mindset. The spirit world is endless. You understand that? In other words, there are always more. The spirit world does not function through memorization. It functions through revelation. And revelation has no ending. Like God. God has no ending. Jesus has no ending. The Holy Spirit has no end in it, always more. And you could become satisfied with the status quo in the church. And that's what happened when the apostle and the prophet was kind of pushed to the side. The church becomes settled in religion and denomination and songs and quoting scriptures. But manifestation is the main thing. Manifestation, then a little further than that, you want to start being a demonstrator. You don't just want to say something to somebody. You want them to see it in your life. And so now you got to go back. I want you to recognize that apostolically and prophetically, you're going to be pioneering. You're going to be pace setting. Pioneering means you're going into a territory. And you're going to set it up where other people can see it. And they can come in it too. This scripture here in the Old Testament in Proverbs 4:20 set us up for a subject God gave to me. He says, my son, attend to my word. Underline, attend to my word. Then after that, he said, incline thy ear to my saying. Now, that's two different statements. He said, attend to the word, but he said, but I'm going to say something to you. See, a lot of times people attend to the word, but they're not inclined to what he's saying. What he's saying should make some changes in your life. Right? So you can quote a lot of scripture, but if you have not heard them, if you had not reaped the benefits of the revelation or the power or the anointing that is in that scripture, you're just a church member. So look what he says. My son, my daughter, attend to my words. And in the way to attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Now, he's not talking about just your physical ear. He's talking about being able to hear in the spirit. All right? He says, let them not depart from thy eyes. You see, you got to stay with them. You can't just come here tonight and leave tomorrow and don't even keep them in the midst of thy heart. You see it? Why? For they are life unto those that find them. Now watch what he said at the end of verse 22. And health. Wow. To all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put forth from thee. You know, stop running your mouth. Let thine eyes look right on and let thine eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn nigh to the right hand nor to the left hand. Remove thy foot from evil. You got to live right, you see. Then he goes on the fifth chapter in the first two verses. My son, again, he says, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. We need the Holy Spirit here tonight. That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Now, I want to go back to one verse because it's going to set us up for what we're going into tonight. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. And what? Now we've been displaced from help. The Bible kind of help. So some of you young people, look at you, you're still healthy. Catch a hold of this and you won't have to go through what we went through. We want to talk about this. I want you to think about that, talk about this. Tapping into your God-given prophetic help. Now, I had not heard that before. Prophetic help. You actually, as a child of God, you have help prophesied over you already. Not only prophesied, now wait, paid for already. But the system known is get sick, go to the doctor, and just stay on that. Nothing wrong. I have nothing against a doctor. Thank God for doctor. I go to my doctor. But my doctor is not my only prescription. I have to keep consulting God when something hitting my body, my blood pressure high, something like that. I got to keep talking to God about it. I can't just look at that bottle of medicine or whatever they give you. You got to keep looking to God. The church been brought in the same status as the world. I'm going to say some things here tonight that can boost your faith and get you into places that you've never been before. Now, I want you to get the subject. Tapping into your God-given prophetic help. Prophetic help. I want to teach you how to prophesize your health no matter what your body's saying. And that's what we're supposed to be. So whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever online, whatever health issue you have, just listen tonight. It's time for you to fully develop health faith. Fully, it's time for you, as a pioneer, as a pace setter, as a apostolic student, to begin to develop health faith. And I wrote down, this is a faith that the body of Christ knows little about. We have the Easter. We have this celebration week. The Lord says, celebrate me, let me do for you what I already paid for. But I can't do it without your faith. And you can't do it unless you know it's there. For you, in spite of what everybody else is saying, you personally know that I could become fully healthy. I'm not just going to settle for the medicine. Y'all know what we're doing. Y'all know exactly what we're doing. No, fight. When you're praying, say, Lord, thank you for my help. When the ache comes, say, Lord, thank you for my help. By continuously, I'm going to give you ways to do it now, accepting the world report over our faith. We're continually accepting man's report over our faith when it concerns of our health. One thing a believer must know, man do not have the last word over my life. Say that with me. Man do not have the last word over my life. God has the last word over my life. Now, this is when the death sentence comes, when the doctors walk out of the room and call all the family and say there's nothing else we can do. And y'all start getting the funeral ready. I got a man sitting in here, his wife wouldn't accept that. She wouldn't accept it. Doctor said, ain't nothing else we can do. We just make him comfortable. She said, no, give me some more time. And that man's sitting in here right now. God got him up. God got him up. It's so powerful. The doctors, other doctors started coming in the room where he was and won't know what happened. A bigger doctor walked in. Let me say it this way, as the Holy Spirit give me unction here. You have a specialist over your health. You heard me? Just keep talking to your faith about this. I have a specialist over my health who never lost a case. The woman wasn't getting any better. She was getting worse. She had went to many physicians, spent a lot of money, and she heard about a specialist. The specialist's name is Jesus. And she said, if I can get to this specialist, I'm dying now, but I know he can turn this thing around. Matter of fact, she said, I don't need to talk to him. I just want to touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible says in 5th chapter, Mark, she touched the hem of his garment and she became whole. The same Jesus belonged to us. Are you following me? By continuously accepting the world report over faith. Do you understand that statement? Huh? 9 out of 10 of y'all doing that right now. But since the apostolic and prophetic is upon us, we're going to change that. You follow what I'm saying? You know, I didn't come here to put you down. I came here to bring you around. That sounds good, don't it? No, but I want you to know I'm for you. I'm praying for you every day. But I want you to see higher dimensions in the spirit for your physical man and for your mental man. All right? What is worldly truth can be changed by supernatural help, propelled through faith. Supernatural help propelled through faith will change all worldly report. Yes, sir. Not definitely against anybody. We're against sickness. We're against disease. We're against early death. We're against pain and all that stuff we go through. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me get it again. What is worldly truth? That's why the text told us attend to the word. What is worldly truth can be changed by supernatural help. Now, notice what I'm saying. Now, I'm not just saying help. Thank you. Supernatural help. Say supernatural help.
Supernatural help
is available to me
24 hours a day.
What if supernatural faith and supernatural help catch hand on the inside of you? Help me, Holy Ghost. Supernatural faith and supernatural help catch a hold of your mind. We got to stop thinking how we're going to make it. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. You're a child of God. You're born of God's spirit. You have no reason to think about how I'm going to make it. You know why? You already made it. Your help, I'm getting this right now, is sitting on the couch in the spirit world, waiting for you to sit down in it. Your name placing it. We're talking about individual now. We're talking about every child. You're a child of God. Your health is on the couch. Here are apostolic revelations on health that the world and religion have tried to erase. Let me say that again. Here's apostolic revelation, a biblical revelation, a spiritual revelation on health that the world and religion have tried to erase. Constantly laying hand on you. Constantly anointing you with oil when you got it in yourself to manifest. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with helping people. There's nothing wrong with anointing them with oil. Nothing wrong with laying hand on them. But that must not become a lifestyle. And because of the lack of the apostolic and the prophetic, the church has made that a lifestyle. Thousands of people lining up. They got the same God in them that the person who gonna lay a hand on them got in him. You cannot, Word of Life Christian Center and all online partners, you cannot keep getting in the line. You're supposed to be a line substantial. You're supposed to have revelation enough to help your weak brothers and sisters who do not have the revelation you have. You're supposed to be laying hand and anointing them. You ought to have a bottle of oil. That's back to Ephesians 4:11 through 16. That's where we should be. If everybody get in the line, who gonna anoint? Somebody need to grow. You've been in church 41 years and still just getting in the line, you ought to be laying your hand on somebody else. Now, I want to make this statement again because I need to explain it more. Help me, Holy Spirit. Here are apostolic revelation on help that the world and religion has tried to erase. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? It got us going through the same motion as people without a covenant. But it's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is up on him, and with his stripe, we're healed. We're healed. You heal. Every person on the sound of my voice, you a child of God, you heal. Your body keep lying to you. Your mind keep lying to you. Go in your spirit and come back and talk to your mind and talk with your body. Many from this teaching, many manifestations, many miracles going to take place. That's a thing that people think they're going to carry the rest of their life and die with it. It's going to be erased by revelation and anointing. You won't have to die with nothing. Now, the rejection here would be the senses, the flesh, and religion. That would be the rejection here. But if you listen and you yielding to your spirit and can be taught and can be imparted to, your time is not up. Tell somebody, my time is not up. Now, see, can you digest this? Health is a faith in the cross revelation. Yes. health is of faith in the cross revelation. What does that mean? That means your faith has a revelation that everything already paid for. Even though you have attacks, even though you have feelings, even though you have pain, the enemy trying to get you, you're in your body. But it doesn't mean it's all over. For the Bible said we walk by
faith
and not by
sight.
The Bible said we walk by faith and not by feeling. The woman with the issue of blood, it was all over for her. The world had done all they could do for her. They couldn't find out what the issue was all about. But when she heard about Jesus, she said some things. She said it before she did it. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be all right. And so she pressed. Y'all going to have to press through this mess. See, once you're receiving this teaching now, you're going to have to press. You don't need to tell everybody what you're doing. Now this is going to be strong. But you got to look at them pills and say, I'm not going to be on you the rest of my life. If you tell them, they're going to obey you. Oh, my. The body of Christ must come to the revelation that it is possible in Christ to be healthy in a sick society. And look, the church have joined membership in this sick society. They act like they're regular people. The church and praying in tongue, singing song about how great he is, but they just join in with the society. Don't ever quit fighting. The Bible says Christ, what is Galatians 3:13? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We redeem. He this week is a week of celebration of health. Resurrection is about health. Resurrection is about heaven on earth. You don't have to go to heaven to be in heaven. If you know that he's already paid for, even though you're going through something, but you praise his holy name. Here's some things that I'm going to say to you. The body of Christ must come to the revelation that it's possible in Christ to be healthy in a sick society. You must think healthy, talk healthy, eat healthy, walk healthy, drink healthy. I lost half of y'all right there. I lost half right there. So I'm going to go over it again. Say, Lord, I don't want you to hit it again. You're about to hit me again. I'm about to hit you again. I'm about to cut you again. Yeah. You must think healthy. Stop talking about what you have. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is telling me now, get in your mind this concept. Sickness does not belong to me. We have owned sickness too much. We have organized sickness in our mind too much. We talk about sickness too much. We watch programs about sickness too much. You ought to be getting a little freedom. Because prophetically, I'm imparting this to you. You're going to be a pioneer in the church. When a person asks you, how things go, all is well. and don't care what the hell going on. Because you know hell is not stronger than heaven. We must not give Satan more credit than we give to Jesus Christ. Satan didn't die on the cross for you. Jesus died on the cross. And he paid for it. And he wiped Satan out. He actually wiped Satan out your life. The only part Satan has in our life is we invite him. And we participate with him. Sure, you got to check your eating habit. You can't be eating all that crap. You can't be drinking Coca-Cola every day and think your body going to hold up. I don't care how good it tastes. I've drank Coke. I had to put them down, though. I put them down many years ago. I love Coke. But Coke wasn't my friend. Krispy Kreme donut? Oh, Lord. And when the red light on, Lord have mercy. Y'all know about that red light. You gotta put it down. You gotta put it down. You gotta get something else. My chef in here tonight. My chef, she cooked make desserts for us, but she know not to put no sugar in, and make it sweet, and it tastes good. And I'm gonna say this one more time. I'm not getting fired for you. I'm gonna say this: the body of Christ must come to the revelation that it's possible in Christ to be healthy in a sick society. You must think healthy. You must talk healthy. You must eat healthy. You must walk healthy. That means get up off that seat and take a walk. And I'm not talking about no 4-minute walk. 25 minutes to a half hour. At least a mile. I got some of the girls just 70, 80 years old walking there yet. I know they're walking. I can tell her, I know it. Now, I don't want to live long and wrong. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to live long and wrong. Because you may eat sweet roll every day and live to be an old age, but that's long and wrong. What happens when health and faith are holding hands in your body? Write it down. What happens when health and faith is holding hand in my body? You must learn how to deal with your health enemies. Mouth is the first one. One of your greatest health enemies is your mouth. What you say and what you put in it. Oh, no. Yeah. Your mouth. So the Holy Spirit said to me, this is the release of a prophetic health trail. A prophetic health trail is being given to us by the Holy Spirit. Woo! Health is a divine gift from God. What I said? Somebody didn't say it. Say it again.
Health is a divine gift from God.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Stop pleading for help. This God kind of help is prophetical. You say it. You talk to your body. No, I'm not going to have this. No, you're not. I might have been a part of it. Lord, forgive me. I might have did something wrong. You know, did something wrong. put something in there wrong? Ain't nothing that good. Tearing my body down. No, no, no. Paid for hell at the cross. So he says to me, it's time for you to tap fully into your God-given prophetic help. Look at Isaiah 53:5. Jesus prophetically paid for your help. Wow. Jesus prophetically paid for your help. Wow. Jesus prophetically paid for your help. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we ain't trying to get healed. We are healed. Those scriptures, you got to take those scriptures and write them and write them and write them. Read them and read them and read them. Meditate them, meditate them, meditate them. Pray over them, pray over them, pray over them. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. No matter what your body's saying. Your body is not more powerful than Jesus. Turn to Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word. Here it is. Tonight, Wednesday night, Darrow. Here it is. He's sending his word. And heal them. The word is sent here to heal you. And deliver them from their destruction. Plural. All sickness is destruction. But you see, we've gotten, the church have got programmed to the world plane. The church have got programmed to the world plane. I go to the doctor. The doctor give me a prescription, and I stay on that prescription the rest of my life. Now, the prescription is helping and hurting. Oh, Lord, you got to back me up here. Helping and hurting. There's a time your body is saying, I got enough of this. You need to get off of this. Your body is always fighting for you. Your body, you got a body designed to fight sickness and disease. That's why God made you like he made you. Pioneer, pay setter, pass father. Opening the portal of the supernatural. That miracles, signs, and wonders can hit this place. Your health miracle. Your health sign. Your health wonder, I receive. Your health wonder is in this place now. They got so many health angels, don't have nothing to do. They're ready to fight for you, but you don't give up yourself because you're church minded. Folks, church folks think just like worldly folks. We're all in the same path. Hey, God, how you doing? She ain't never been to church. Y'all at the same hospital. I'm not saying, Brad, you're not gonna be attacked. I'm not saying that the enemy not gonna try to hit something with your body because your body is not spiritual. But you got to bring your body, Romans 12:1. Come on, let's go down this line here. Romans 12:1, 2, and 3. Are you doing that consistently? You got to do this consistently. Three phrases. You got to do them consistently because you're a three-part being. Two-part of you not saved. Satan know that. Satan's never going to invite your spirit nowhere, but he's going to invite your body and your conscience and your mind and your imagination everywhere he can. But the scripture said, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that pastor present your body a living. What do you mean by present your body? What do you mean by that you present your body a living sacrifice? What do you mean by that? What are you talking about, Paul? Stop just flowing along with the situation. What about the anointing of resisting? You ever heard? I never heard that. The anointing of resisting. Write it down. The anointing of resisting. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I resist you in the power of God. You're going to have to stop this. Get your hand off my body. By the mercies of God, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And give God my reasonable service. I'm going out and get some of these sick folks healed. Tell them how I got healed. Holy and acceptable God, what's your reasonable service? Then see, now here's another chapter, 12 and 2 now. Here, you got to do all three of these now. 12 and 2, here's one here. And be not conformed to this world. Conform. What about transform? You're supposed to be transformed. But be you transformed. How you transform? By the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what that good and accepted and perfect will of God. Now that verse 3 is actually dealing with your spirit. Romans 12:3. Actually dealing with your spirit and telling you to let your spirit take your mind over. Your mind is trying to, he said the mind 3 times. For I said to the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We went to Psalm 107:20. We went to it. All right. Now, the lady I was talking about is in Mark 5:25-34. I'm not going to go there, but write it down. She had to go to, I wrote in my notes, she had to go to a higher system. The system she was in wasn't working. The blood was still rolling. But she heard about a higher system. Tonight here at Word of Life Christian Center, you are hearing about a higher system that belonged to you, but the church have taught you normal pathway. Because the revelation and the pioneering anointing wasn't there. You are here to show people impossible things. Hallelujah. You designed by God to permit the Holy Spirit to do things in your life that you can tell your neighbor it was him who did it. Now, I don't know. He want me to ask this question. Why die ahead of time? Or why die suffering? There ain't no way to die. You die, relax. I feel the Holy Ghost. So back to Romans 12:1-3. Let me give you the point on that. Here is three keys to your health. That's three keys. Romans 12:1-3. That third verse talking about grace and faith. It talks about the mind, but it actually, your life should be living by grace and faith. Grace means I own it. Grace means I have a favor. I have a divine favor from God to be healthy. And all I got to do is apply my faith to it. When that faith and favor connect, Satan got to go. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Are you using it? Turn to 3 John 2. Watch what I'm about to say now. Health power is on the inside of me. 3 John 2. Beloved, I worship above all things. You prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Health power is on the inside of me. Health power is on the inside of me. You ain't saying nothing yet. Health power is on the inside. You can't sit in these prophetic impartations like a religious school. So God trying to get something supernatural in you. Trying to make you a pioneer. Pace set on a pass farm. Open the portals of the supernatural. That you can have your miracle healing. Matter of fact, when you go to sleep tonight. You can wake up in the morning with nothing. You powerful enough. Oh, I feel like flying. You powerful enough for that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You not going to stay in this church and suffer all the while. Too much revelation. Too much anointing. Too much God. Too much Jesus. Too much of the Holy Spirit, too much of the Word in this church for you not to have an evidence life. No man has the last word over you. You don't belong to a man. You belong to God. You don't even belong to your daddy. You don't belong to your mama. You belong to God. You don't belong to your wife. You don't belong to your husband. You belong to God. Tell three people my health already paid for. Watch what I say. Sit down. Watch what I say. Watch what I'm going to say now. Sickness and diseases are not stronger than God's help. Let me say it again. Sickness, no matter what it is, and diseases are not stronger than God's help. It's not stronger than the blood. It's not stronger than the resurrection. It's not stronger than the cross. It's not stronger than Christ. It's not stronger than the Holy Ghost. As Isaiah 53:5, put that by there. Sickness and disease are not stronger than God. Turn to Psalm 107:20 again. I'm gonna give you something to put your faith on. Very simple word, but it coming out of the anointing. Receive your deliverance now. I'm talking for God now. That's what he told me to tell you. Receive. See, you got to receive it. Receive your deliverance. I'm not talking about when you get home. I'm talking right now. Receive your deliverance now. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of it. Look at destruction that flew up. The cross have no respect for destruction. Satan can't put nothing out that God can't handle. Your miracle is on you right now. Online, you hear what I say? Your miracle is on you right now. Say, I receive my miracle of health right now in the name of Jesus. Now, you never thought that was going to happen on a Wednesday night. But I told y'all, be alert. Because we're in a season now. Revelation is constantly coming. I mean, the Lord just waking me up 5:35. Say, I need to talk with you, son. My healing is up in here right now. My sight. Talk to me, son. I remember that my wife and I watched a broadcast some, how many years ago it was, I preached at camp meeting. I preached them 3 mornings, 96. And I talked about, I went to one of my son's church. There was a lady in a wheelchair. And I went to talk with her. I said, talking to her. I said, ma'am, how long have you been in the chair? She told me. Her husband was standing right there. And so I walked off. I went back to her. I'm in the church service now. I come out, I said, talk to her a little bit more about it. Then I walked off. Then the Lord took me back to her. I said, now, ma'am, you know, you can get up out of this chair. God got enough power. Talked to her a few minutes, walked off. Then the church went wild. I didn't know why the church went wild. She walked behind me. Got up. She got up. Sit down. I got a few more minutes. Write this down. Turn to 1 Timothy 1:7. 1 Timothy 1:7. Designed to be teachers of the word. Understand neither what they say or whereof they are fallen. Now listen to this statement. Get rid of fear and let your health, faith flow. No matter what things look like or feel like. Let me give you that again. Get rid of fear and let your health, faith flow. Let your health, faith flow. Lord have mercy. Let your health, faith flow online. Ooh, YouTube. Leroy Tom TV, you hear that? Get rid of fear and let your health, faith flow. No matter what things look like or feel like. Good God Almighty. Then there's in Hebrews 11:6. Your health is designed to be God kind of faith reward. You got it. You got the God kind of faith. Your health is a reward from God. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6:20. Understanding your blood-bought health. Your health is paid for. Your health is paid for. Blood-bought health. Say blood-bought health.
Blood-bought.
Say it again.
Blood-bought.
One more time.
Blood-bought.
What kind of health that is? 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price. That is. Therefore glorify God in your mouth. And your spirit. What's your God? God don't want you to only glorify him in your spirit. He wants you to glorify him in your body. He wants sinners to see that you're in a different position. Now, when you're dealing with something, go ahead and get it checked. But don't lay down and don't get direction from the Holy Ghost. I've had doctors told me, you got to get operated on right now. I said, no, I ain't. I'm going home. Years ago. Montrell was in the room with me one time. He had all kind of tube on me some years ago, about 20 years ago. Montrell was very young. And I woke up one morning, I pulled it all off. Doctor come in, he said, "You're going to die." I said, "Okay, I'll see you." But you got to be led by the Spirit. Don't get me wrong. You got to be led by the Spirit. Don't go out there and pull nothing off and you ain't got no anointing. Gee, keep that stuff on. You got to be led by the Spirit. Don't pull it off. Now it's time for redeeming our bodies, recovering our divine health right, and permitting the Holy Spirit to show Christ's redeeming power strong. Galatians 3:13. Oh, my God. Christ has redeemed us. It's all sickness and disease is a curse. Christ has redeemed us. Put it up there. You got to see it. Galatians 3:13. One or two more to tell you. Then I got a prophecy here, a confession here you can make. I don't know if you're going to be to get it all when I talk about it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. Being made a curse for us. He died. Christ took all my sickness. For it's written, curse everyone hanging on a tree. See, when they hang on a tree, he took everything. What? Huh? What did the 14th voice say? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Wow. Through faith. You see that? Uh-huh. Here's what I'm going to give you. Now take your health faith and shut down all sicknesses in your body and claim your health and keep your focus on your health by thanksgiving at all times. You want me to give that again? I want you to hear this. Now take your health by faith and shut down all sicknesses in your body and claim your health and keep your focus on your health by thanksgiving at all times. Exodus 23:25, Matthew 9:35, Deuteronomy 7:15. Exodus 23:25, Matthew 9:35, Deuteronomy 7:15. Exodus 23:25, Matthew 9:35, Deuteronomy 7:15. Put it up there, son. Put Exodus 23:25 up there. And you serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this, Claire. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And I, when you imagine you got something going on, you meditate that voice, and get, and I will, and I say, yeah, it is, Lord, take it. I really don't want it. Yeah, take it. Take this diabetes. Take this blood pressure. Take it. Yeah, it is, Lord, take it. I don't want it. I ain't in partnership with it. I'm about to close. Matthew 9:35. Put it up there so they can see it. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogue, but he wasn't just teaching and preaching. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing some sickness and disease among the people. What he did? How much did he heal? What all mean? Now, y'all forgive me for this. Why in the hell that can't happen in here? Or why in the heaven that can't happen in here? Jesus, he's in here. So somebody, somehow we resisting it. We praying and saying, but we haven't turned it into him yet. Because we got too much of the world church system in us. I know a doctor got hot with me. I told him I ain't taking that shot. A shot worse than a disease. When that COVID was going on. I don't let no doctor take seniority over my spirit. I love them, but they ain't going to tell me what I'm going to do. If I'm not in agreement.
Come on.
You follow me?
Yes,
y'all stop being scared. Let me tell you what the Lord just told me to tell you. You're on your way out. No matter what it is, the Lord said to tell you, you're on your way out. You got to believe that. You got to receive that. You got to say that. You got to act like that. You got to watch your mouth. Watch what you eat. Watch what you say. Watch your ear. People talking to you. I had that girl. I still got it. I don't want to talk to you. I'll see you later. I'm going somewhere somebody ain't got this. Or somebody who had it and got rid of it. Don't set them pity parties. Abundant help. Got two more to give you. Come into your body now. John 10:10, you know what it say, right? Huh? And back it up with Ephesians 3:20. Stop taking the first half of that voice. Because here's a word I want to give you that is not normal. I am help. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Say it when your body acting a fool. Just say it anyway. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Abundant help cometh to your body now. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power. According to the power. According to the power that worketh in us. And our opening text meant this. In Proverbs 4:22-23, you read it again. It really produced a healthy mindset. Let me just read a few things to you and then we'll close. Prophetic help cometh to me now. I will attend to the word on my health. My body is wrapped in the grace of health. Now, stand up. I want you to say this with me. I'm energy.
I'm energy.
I'm strength.
I'm strength. I am
power.
I am filled
and thrilled
with omnipotent life.
The vitality
of God
permeates
every fiber of my
being.
I'm well
and whole
in every part of my body.
The grace
and
power
of our Lord
Jesus
Christ
enfolds
me.
God,
strong,
pure life
is now
active
in
and through
every
cell
in my body.
His perfect
image
of every organ
is now
vitalized
in
me
in perfect
form.
By the power
and
authority of Jesus
Christ,
every cell
in my body is vitalized and restored.
O
living Father,
this is thy holy temple.
Thou making it a perfect dwelling place
from which
shall radiate
thy healing love
and wisdom to all mankind.
Father,
thou art glorifying me
that I also may glorify thee.
Life
abundant
quickens me now.
Love
all powerful
heals me.
I have come to him
and I'm healed.
So I want you to get your pen out, write this down. I got this in prayer. I was sitting here in intercessory prayer before service. Number one, you are a healing and health carrier for the kingdom. You are a healing and health carrier for the kingdom. Number two, you are called to bring other people to healing and help through revelation and anointing. You are called to bring other people to healing and help through revelation and anointing. The things that are going to bring you out, you'll be able to share with them obstacles that try to tell you it's not working. But by you have gone through it and come to the finish line and have your help, you'll be able to share this with them. The church, we're called a witness, we're called to bring people to deliverance too. But we got to walk in it ourselves. All right? And watch what I'm saying now. And I know you're walking in it. I have faith in you. You hear? I have faith in you. We just got to keep on doing it, all right?